SRN News, I'm John Scott. Protesters chanting in Tel Aviv. Israel's full cabinet is meeting to vote on the ceasefire and hostage release deal with Hamas after earlier claiming a delay was due to Hamas creating a last-minute crisis. The deal would pause the fighting and release dozens of hostages held by Hamas terrorists, along with Palestinian prisoners held by Israel. Also at SRNNews.com, as the U.S. Supreme Court upholds the TikTok ban, President-elect Trump has spoken with Chinese leader Xi Jinping ahead of the inauguration.
Trump confirmed on social media that he had spoken with Xi and said the call was a very good one for both China and the USA. He said they talked about trade, fentanyl, and TikTok, among other things. The incoming president predicted that the two leaders will solve many problems together, starting immediately. Earlier this week, Senator Marco Rubio, who's Trump's choice to be Secretary of State, described China as America's biggest threat. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It could be a week or more before homeowners in Los Angeles are allowed to check on their fire-damaged properties. Authorities said that teams must first assess the threat of potentially toxic ash and debris that was left by the blazes that have blackened neighborhoods across that region. More than 80,000 people are still under evacuation orders. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem before the Senate for today's Homeland Security Secretary confirmation hearing on Capitol Hill. Noem saying that she's determined to carry out Donald Trump's plans to choke off illegal immigration and deport millions of migrants. Stocks have been trading higher, the Dow up 403 points, the NASDAQ adding 312. This is SRN News. A new report on loneliness in this country.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that nearly one in five Americans feels lonely and isolated all or most of the time. Younger people are a lot more likely to feel this way. About 25% of young adults do. What helps? Marriage. Only 8% of married people say they usually feel lonely. Married folks are also a lot more optimistic about their lives, 67%, compared to just 58% of the general public. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Montana House has endorsed a ban on men using women's restrooms in public buildings. The measure now heads to the GOP-controlled state Senate. A dozen other states have variations of bathroom bans on the books, many directed at schools. Even more states, including Montana, have passed laws to keep boys from playing on girls' sports teams and bar sex change operations on children. This is SRN News. U.S. defense contractor Anduril Industries preparing to build a massive advanced manufacturing facility in Pickaway County. That's in central Ohio. The deal adding a planned 4,000 jobs to the area's high-tech sector. One of Hawaii's famed erupting volcanoes drawing spectators.
Eager visitors were flocking to Hawaii Volcanoes National Park to get a glimpse of fountaining lava in a crater at the summit of Kilauea Volcano. It resumed Wednesday morning as a small, sluggish lava flow and then increased into a fountain that appeared to be about 200 feet high. That's according to the Hawaiian Volcano Observatory. By the afternoon, visitors to the national park on the Big Island were able to see two fountains from an overlook. The observatory said it was possible fountain heights would increase as more gas-rich lava erupted. I'm Karen Shamas.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.